As we just said, that my presentation is on the geographic mapping of the risk of homelessness among veterans. And we've mentioned here a couple times just the VA's five-year plan to end homelessness among veterans. And one of the key pillars of that, as I'll mention a little bit later, is prevention. And a key element of having effective prevention is being able to identify those who are at risk of homelessness. So this is just kind of a snapshot. Well, not even a snapshot so much as kind of an appetizer of a bigger project that we're working on, which is to try and create these sort of risk profiles using mapping software to identify veterans who might be at risk of homelessness so as to be able to target prevention assistance to them. So I have nothing to disclose. I'm still waiting for that Nike contract to come through to endorse researchers, but I'm not keeping my fingers crossed, I guess. So it's a well-established finding here that poverty is really the common denominator of homelessness, which is to say that when you're trying to identify those who are at risk of becoming homeless, it's really makes sense to focus on those who are living in poverty. And it's actually kind of an interesting story, as Steve alluded to a little bit here. It's kind of an interesting story when you're talking about poverty and homelessness among veterans. So on the one hand, what you have is a poverty rate among veterans that is much lower than that of non-veterans. And a lot of that has to do with, as Steve mentioned, kind of access to more support services, and in particular just veterans benefits that the general population of non-veterans don't have access to. But on the flip side of that, what you have is actually when you're looking at this subset of poor veterans, you see a relatively high rate of homelessness among veterans in poverty, which is much higher compared to the overall adult populations. You see 1 in 10 poor veterans are homeless over the course of a year, which is much lower. That should say poor adults there, actually. So that's 1 in 21 of all poor adults. So in Jameson, I think we'll talk a little bit more about this in the next presentation. But suffice to say that it's kind of an interesting story. And again, here, prevention is one of six pillars of the VA's five-year plan to end homelessness. So this kind of points to the importance of assessing risk among veterans, being able to identify veterans who are at risk of homelessness, and to be able to target resources. And the biggest VA initiative that's coming out of this five-year plan and the emphasis on prevention is the Supportive Services for Veterans Family. Veterans Families Programs, which is, it's called Supportive Services, and Supportive Services, in my understanding, can take on a wide array of things. It can be anything from housing assistance, rent, utilities, some of the things that Anne Elizabeth mentioned are important for helping veterans maintain their housing, and as well as additional services, mediation, things like that. Right, and so as I mentioned here, it's really important that you're able to accurately target resources in order to have effective and, in fact, efficient prevention programs, because not everyone who's at risk of becoming homeless will actually end up homeless, so you want to be able to really target the resources so as to kind of get the most value for your money. So one of the ways that we're looking at doing this is mapping risk of homelessness among veterans. And so really what we're doing, and again, this is just kind of an appetizer of a bigger project that we're working on that's still in progress, is just to identify low-income veterans and to really identify concentrations of low-income veterans. So really to identify geographies with real high concentrations of veterans with low incomes who are, at risk of becoming homeless. And the idea is that we're going to use sort of different levels of geographies kind of in order to, make it a flexible tool to be used just depending on the context and the need. So what I'm going to present here are just a couple quick maps, and these use 2006, 2008, three-year American Community Survey data. The first set of maps would kind of just look at state levels, so all 50 states, just looking at the United States overall. And then what we're going to do in the bigger project is look at state levels, and then you'll be able to kind of drill down and look at smaller geographies, county levels. And we're still working on getting the data together for all of that. But what I did here is just kind of give an example of a sub-state geography, just using California as an example because it's the most populous state. And I'll explain a little bit, but these are the unit of geography is going to be the public use microdata area, which are geographies are of about 100,000 people, so you're kind of controlling for population size a little bit in looking at this. So this right here is just kind of a geographic distribution of veterans living in poverty. So what you see here is basically the proportion of the overall number of veterans in poverty in each state. So the darker numbers would indicate that a state accounts for a larger share of the overall population of veterans in poverty. So it's really not a big surprise here. The more populated states, California has the largest share of veterans in poverty, 8.5%. Not a surprise given that it's the most populous state, and then Texas and Florida and some of the bigger states are kind of some of the darker colors, which isn't surprising. If you have more people living in your state, you'd expect more veterans in poverty as well. But what's interesting is this is kind of a slide that compares the a state's share of veterans in poverty to its share of the overall veteran population. So this is a little bit different. This is here, this is kind of ratios, and this is comparing, again, just the share of veterans in poverty to the share of veterans. And anything greater than one would indicate that a state has basically a higher share of veterans in poverty than it does a share of veterans. So it's kind of just a way to get at a relative concentration of veterans in poverty. So you can see it looks a little bit different from that distribution of veterans in poverty. States, again, here, the darker states have higher concentrations. So you can sort of see where it's concentrated. Pretty interesting.
Is it worth relating that to the levels of poverty in those areas? Is that taken into account?
Well, this is looking just sort of specifically at the veteran population, but you're right, it would factor in. And so again, if you look at comparing kind of the veteran poverty rate to the non-veteran poverty rate, you kind of see that veterans have a lower poverty rate. So, but you're right, that is one thing that we are going to look at as well. So this is kind of just looking at specifically at California. This is kind of the geographic distribution of all veterans. So this is the overall veteran population. As you can kind of see, the darker areas are kind of in some of the more rural areas, with the exception of San Diego, which has some areas that account for a relatively high share of veterans just because of the military bases that are down in San Diego. But you can kind of see that it's not necessarily concentrated in the urban areas, the overall veterans. But this is a little bit different. This is the veterans in poverty. So this is a population of veterans in poverty, and the distribution is a little bit different, as you can see. Now it shifts a little bit more towards the urban areas. So urban areas account for higher shares of the overall population in poverty. And then kind of looking, and this is just kind of looking at the relative concentration. So an area's share, again, of veterans in poverty, the statewide, compared to the overall number of veterans. And you can kind of see the urban areas have these kind of higher concentrations, if you want to call it that, of veterans in poverty. So you can sort of see in the Bay Area, in LA County and in San Diego. And then some of these darker areas, I don't know if this mouse works yet, but this is like Sacramento, and I think this is Fresno down here. So urban areas really have higher concentrations of veterans in poverty.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
As you map this, when you identify them, I always get confused between you could be a vet, but like we were talking earlier, you don't really qualify for services. And I don't remember the...
So this is based on the definition that's used by the Census Bureau and the American Community Service. American Community Survey. So it's basically a question that asks whether you are. It's in a sense it's self-report. It's have you been active duty military in the past 12 months? Yes or no, or have you been active duty military before, but are inactive now, but have been. So it's basically if you answer yes to either one of those, then you're considered a veteran. So that's what the definition here is. But you're right. I mean, it gets at some of these nuances of who's a veteran and who's eligible. So these are veterans that are reported in the American Community Survey. So these aren't VA numbers at all. So these aren't people who are getting service through the VA. So again, just a quick summary. Just said poverty is a common denominator of risk of homelessness, and just identifying areas with relatively high concentrations of poor veterans is important for the prevention initiatives that the VA is rolling out and the targeting of these initiatives. And again, using these smaller geographies allows for a little bit more focused targeting. You can really identify smaller geographies that might be in need of resources. And, you know, the urban areas, again, not necessarily a surprise, and in fact, homelessness is a phenomenon that's concentrated in urban areas. They have higher concentrations of veterans in poverty, so they might deserve particular attention. And just sort of future plans, as I mentioned, this is kind of just an appetizer of what we're going to be doing, and we're going to look at the county level, looking at all U.S., all counties in the United States create similar risk profiles, and look at subgroups of veterans by age group and hopefully by sort of period of military service ultimately as well. And we're going to be looking to put some of this online so that you can sort of, it would be this interactive online mapping tool where you can start kind of at a really broad level and then drill down to different geographies to get different looks at the risk of homelessness. So yeah, I guess I don't know if there's time for questions or not, but. Sure.
We did a little study in Los Angeles where we looked at ACS data by census tract, and we're trying to find some objective predictor of homelessness based on U.S. census-oriented data. And unfortunately, it didn't work out that well for us, and that it wasn't as great a predictor as we hoped. Because, for example, in Los Angeles County, you have significant pockets of Latino poverty all throughout, and you don't necessarily see, in your case with veterans, you wouldn't see a higher percentage of veterans in those particular areas. So in some cases, it's a little counterintuitive.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, and this gets at that something, if people are at all familiar with prevention programs and some of the work that's been done, it's a really difficult thing, right,
yes,
to predict whether someone is actually going to become homeless. And that's one of the challenges in implementing some of these prevention initiatives is that, you know, for every one person, so for every five people that you provide with assistance, four of them might not have become homeless even in the absence of assistance. So it's, you know, these are things that on a broader level I think people are starting to pay a lot more attention to. And I think it's important to have the programs, but you're right, in working to try and identify predictors is really crucial for having efficient use of resources. And I think we're getting there, both for veterans and for the overall population, but we're not quite there yet. So you're right, it is kind of an inexact science, admittedly.
And was there any correlation between your predictive methodology and the issuance of any VASH vouchers in California?
No, so I mean, this is completely independent from any, at this point, it's not linked to how VA distributes or allocates any of its resources. I think ultimately the goal, just from a broader perspective, is to use things like this to help inform some of those decisions going forward. Yeah, sure. Hopefully soon. So we're in the process of kind of working and finishing up the maps themselves in the next month or two, I would say. And it would probably take a little bit longer to get the online tool just in terms of negotiating with some of the people that are working with us to do some of the more fancy mapping things. So within the year, definitely. I think, I mean, we're still developing that. We're kind of, again, as Steve mentioned, a kind of a newer center. So we're kind of, again, getting the infrastructure in place and working to kind of develop our own website where we would disseminate findings like this and to put online tools that I mentioned. So I wish I had a better answer for you is, I guess, the short answer, but soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.